Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarani Trinadapi Sunichena Tarar Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Harenama Harenama Harenamaiva Kevalam Kalau Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadad Hara Srivasari Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Ramayan Act 2 Chapter 11 Ram Meets the Monkeys Scene 1 Sugriva sends Hanuman to investigate the two princes. High on a peak of Rishyamukha Hill, Sugriva had heard the cries of Lord Ram. He looked around and saw two princes on the edge of the lake. He was immediately seized with fear. The two humans appeared like a couple of powerful demigods. Sugriva wondered if they had been sent by his brother Vali, who bore him constant enmity. The large bows and swords of the two princes struck fear into Sugriva's heart. He ran back to his cave and then said to his four companions, "Two mighty warriors, disguised as ascetics, have now come. Surely this is Vali's doing, dispatched by him with the purpose of seeking me out and killing me. Those two heroes will soon arrive here." What should I do now? The five great apes, who were all incarnations of demigods and who belonged to the celestial race of Vanaras, sat together and discussed. They decided to ascend a high peak and observe the two warriors. Coming out from their cave, they leaped from cliff to cliff. As they bounded impetuously upward, they broke down large trees with their powerful arms. Tigers and leopards dashed away in fear, seeing the apes jumping about the side of the mountain. After reaching a high place, they came together and gazed down upon Lake Pampa. Sugriva's main advisor, Hanuman, who was the son of the wind god Vayu, then said, "What cause is there for concern, O Sugriva? Here I see only two men. I do not see Vali, who is the actual source of your fear, nor can Vali ever come here because of the curse of sage Matanga." Hanuman advised Sugriva to closely observe the two warriors. From their movements and gestures, he would be able to ascertain their actual purpose. He should not give way to unnecessary fear. Perhaps the two men had come as friends. But Sugriva was still not sure. He had experienced Vali's malicious anger on numerous occasions. He then replied to Hanuman, "No trust can be placed in kings, O wise one, for they will never rest until all their enemies are destroyed. I feel that these two warriors are Vali's emissaries. Even if they exhibit friendship, we should be wary. Otherwise, having gained our trust, they will then fulfill my brother's wicked purpose. Sugriva then told Hanuman to assume the form of a Brahmin and meet with the two warriors. Hanuman should study them very carefully and then report back. Hanuman, who accepted Sugriva as his king, bowed respectfully and left, leaping down to the base of the mountain. As a son of Vayu, the wind god, Hanuman possessed great mystic power. He thus assumed a human form and, appearing as a wandering mendicant, approached Ram and Lakshman. Hanuman prostrated himself before the two princes and inquired in respectful tones, "What brings you two shining ascetics to this region? You appear like a pair of royal sages fit to rule the entire world. With your massive blows glowing like rainbows, your swords appear dreadful, and your arms like the trunks of mighty elephants. Yet, you are dressed as brahmanas. And why do you wail so despondently? Why do you search about this lake? Your presence here is a mystery, although you are indeed welcome. You seem like the sun god and moon god descending to earth. You are illuminating this large mountain by your own luster. And perhaps you are even powerful expansions of the Supreme Lord." The astute Hanuman closely examined the two brothers. He could understand they were not ordinary human beings. The monkey had a deep devotion for Lord Vishnu. And as he looked at Ram, he felt his love being awakened. It seemed he had known this human all his life, although he had never met him before. Hanuman thought carefully. Surely this must be the Lord incarnate. But what profound purpose had brought him here? Hanuman then decided to reveal his own true identity. Folding his palms, he told them he was Sugriva's minister. Sugriva was the king of the Vanaras, but he had been banished by his brother, Vali. He now sought the prince's friendship and was waiting high upon the mountainside. The brothers sat relaxed and smiling. They had listened attentively to Hanuman. Ram had become cheerful upon hearing Hanuman's words and said to Lakshman, "This meeting is fortunate indeed, dear brother. Here stands Sugriva's minister, who is the very monkey we seek. My heart and mind are moved by this noble Vanara's speech. Surely he has studied every facet of Sanskrit grammar, for his words are faultless and has been delivered in a gentle and highly poetic style. Even an enemy with upraised sword would be made friendly by such a speech." Ram asked his brother to reply to Hanuman. Lakshman then informed the monkey that they had heard about Sugriva and indeed wished to meet him in friendship. Hanuman smiled, realizing that the two godlike brothers were seeking his master's assistance. Hanuman felt that Sugriva's kingdom was but already recovered. The monkey joyfully spoke once again. "Pray, tell me your purpose. Why have you come to this lonely forest region in the first place?" By gestures, Ram urged Lakshman to explain everything to Hanuman. Lakshman told him in brief all that had happened to Ram from the point of his being exiled. The narration of Ram's many misfortunes distressed Lakshman, and he spoke with tears streaming from his eyes. Describing how Kabanda had directed them to find Sugriva, the prince concluded, "This Ram, whose father Dasharath was daily honored by all kings of earth, and who himself possesses limitless virtues, now seeks the refuge of Sugriva, Lord of the Monkeys. When Lakshman stopped speaking, Hanuman stood with folded palms. He looked at Ram and then said, "Fortunate indeed is Sugriva that you have sought him as your ally. He too is fully afflicted by grief, having lost his home and family at the hands of his powerful brother. He now lives in fear on this high mountain. Come, I shall take you to him." Ram and Lakshman then looked at each other joyfully. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.